Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It is 66 degrees at 5 o'clock. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. As football fans gear up for the NFL season ahead, President Trump is calling for the Washington Commanders to change their name back to the Redskins. ABC's Rick Klein on ABC Start Here podcast.
The powers of the presidency are vast, but there isn't an immediate issue that he could latch onto as the president to force the Washington football team to change its name back.
In a new LinkedIn post, the new CEO of Astronomer, Pete DeJoy, says the company is now a household name and discusses how the company plans to move forward past the Coldplay Kiss Cam controversy. He says in part, quote, "The events of the past few days have received a level of media attention that few companies, let alone startups in our small corner of the data and AI world, ever encounter. The spotlight has been unusual and surreal for our team, and while I would never have wished for it to happen like this, Astronomer is now a household name." This is ABC News. The Texas legislature has been gaveled to order to discuss a series of measures, including redistricting, not addressed in the regular session.
The state wasn't scheduled to have its congressional districts redrawn until after the next census in 2030. Republicans already control the legislature and governor's mansion, but some in the GOP want to redraw the state's voting map now to solidify the party's lead in Congress. Emily French is with Common Cause Texas.
In a democracy, you're supposed to win elections with popular ideas and strong follow-through. Instead, Trump has decided to cheat.
Some Democrats plan to walk out of the special session in protest. They could be arrested. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At least 20 people killed, more than 100 injured, after officials in Bangladesh say a military plane crashed into a school during a training mission Monday. Officials say the jet crashed into the second floor of the building, filled with third and fourth graders, the youngest victim, just 5 years old. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 86, cloudy conditions with mixed sun peaks and warm and humid conditions. Southeast winds at 7 to 16. Tonight, warm and sticky, a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, and a low of 74. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers early, partly cloudy, hot and very humid. Heat indexes, which could reach 100 to 105 in the afternoon. The actual reading Wednesday, around 94. 87 for Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Currently in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 83, it was 68 at midnight. We are down from that. Right now it is 66 degrees. That is the overnight low. That's how it stands weather-wise today in southwest Wisconsin. Today is Tuesday, July 22nd. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rock along, the bombs burst.
From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. There were times when my impatient heart didn't want to wait for you. It just seemed like you would never come, and I didn't know what to do. I almost gave up waiting and started looking on my own. Flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't. God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I promise that you will always be a treasure in my heart, to have and to hold so tenderly till death do we part. With this ring I pledge to you a never-ending love that will carry you through all we do till we reach our home above. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful, beautiful as you.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Here we are. Brew a cup and get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville International into the big city today. We'll have some good news again when we check sports in a few minutes this morning. In case you're getting up early and wondering how the Brewers did, well, their win streak continues. They're with a 6-0 victory over Seattle, now the team with the best record in baseball. And the Cubs lost, which means the Brewers are in first place. So, unbelievable. Anyway, right now we're at 66 degrees as we start the chores here in southwest Wisconsin. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. Again, we're going to get the pregame show for Wednesday, which is going to be incredibly hot. But today it'll be warm and humid and highs near 86, or about 20 from right now. Well, let's get those chores going. Here's Tanya Tucker.
Well, I was up all night wondering what to do, thinking that I ought to just forget about you, but it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late when you are.
to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Yes, I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. I'm too far gone to turn this heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
Hey!
Chaparral Brothers on WRCO Radio, 5:15 the time. A reminder this morning, Red Cross Blood Drive will be held from 12:30 until 5:30 today at the Lone Rock Community Building. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. And the Southwest Cap pop-up food pantry truck will be in the parking lot at 345 West Street in Arena today from noon until 1 or until gone. A slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. That will be helpful. Also, the Friends of Blue River Farmers Market will be going on today with the market, and that will be held from 4 until 6:30 at Blue River Park on the west side. Check it out, courtesy of the WRCO Community Calendar. 66 degrees in Richland Center. A look at sports is coming up. This is Lori Morgan on the Mel Cow Show. On the Mel Cow Show, WRCO in Richland Center. Oakwood Fruit Farm is gearing up for the 2025 apple harvest, and they're looking for motivated, reliable team members to join them. They're currently hiring apple packers for the upcoming season, Monday through Friday work schedule. If you've got a strong work ethic and a positive attitude, they want to hear from you. Apply in person at 31128 Apple Ridge Road, Richland Center, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4. You can also apply online at oakwoodfruitfarm.com or give them a call. Oakwood Fruit Farm is an equal opportunity employer.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
At first, Brandon Woodruff was caught off guard. The Brewers' starting pitcher was fresh off a dazzling performance, one in which he tossed six innings of two-hit ball en route to the club's 6-0 win last night against the Seattle Mariners. But upon learning from a reporter that the victory gave the Brewers 11 wins in a row, but also the best record in the National League, Woodruff was taken aback briefly. He says, "It doesn't surprise me. We got a lot of great guys in the clubhouse, and it's a fun team. So I feel like we say that every year, but this year is a little bit different in a way." Woodruff with his second win since coming back from an injury. The Brewers will take on Seattle tonight, hoping to keep that win streak alive. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to Kansas City 12-4, Mets 7-5 over the Angels, Philadelphia 3, Boston 2, Pittsburgh 3-0 over Detroit. It was a win for Houston over Arizona 6-3, and the Dodgers beat Minnesota 5-2. In the National League, San Diego 2-1 over Miami, Washington 10, Cincinnati 8, Atlanta 9-5 over San Francisco, St. Louis 6, and Colorado 2. In the American League, Cleveland 10, Baltimore 5, Toronto 4-1 over the Yankees, Texas 7, the Athletics 2, White Sox 8-3 over Tampa Bay in Major League Baseball. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Get ready, get set for the aerobic polka. It is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's SUPPZ. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Fenimore.
All right, brace yourself. Okay, get my walker set up here. All right, it's time for the aerobic polka. Yeah. We'll be right back. big finish there. Cherry Volker and the Jolly Gents and the My Wife is Happy Polka right here on WRCO Radio. That was a good workout. Hold on, I got to pull up my compression socks for a second. All right.
Since I'm old and I'm getting gray, the people all look at me and say, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's getting too old, Buxton got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Singer, buddy! I used to jump just like a deer, now I need a new landing gear. Good jump, picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buck's done got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
When I was young, I had an automobile. Myself right under the wheel.
Had to fight the girls off with a stick.
Yeah.
But now they say he makes me sick. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buck's done got too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
Green on the Light in the Milk House show, and what's the use? Well, today's forecast calls for a high of 86. It'll be warm, it'll be humid, warm and sticky tonight, a 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, a low of 74. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers early, partly cloudy, hot, and very humid, a heat index which could reach 100, 105 in the afternoon tomorrow, with the actual reading of 94. Right now, a little bit of a rustling of the wind. Winds around 2 from the south, and we're at our overnight low. It is 66 degrees in Richland Center at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
The economic slowdown is contributing to less precision ag adoption. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand Vorceed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre advantage versus its top competitors across over 24,000 comparisons. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A digital agriculture professor says a recent study from CropLife and Purdue University shows slow growth in precision agriculture adoption. Bruce Erickson says the current state of the ag economy is holding farmers back from making any new investments.
Some people perceive that the cost of the precision services is greater than the benefits that people receive. Farm income levels, they don't feel justify investing the money in digital agriculture.
Erickson says for farmers to successfully adopt new technologies, they need to see a higher return on investment. Another potential railroad consolidation is being watched by the Soy Transportation Coalition. Executive Director Mike Steenhoek tells Brownfield, Union Pacific possibly acquiring Norfolk Southern Railroad would be a seismic event if it happens, since none of the U.S.-based railroads have coast-to-coast service. He tells Brownfield, if this transaction moves forward, it might encourage more consolidation. Steenhoek says there would be arguments both for and against a rail merger, since handing freight off to another carrier or another mode of transportation adds costs. But
there's a history of when you see consolidation within the rail industry, one of the results of that has been an increase in rates that those rail customers have to pay or a decrease in service.
So far, Norfolk Southern has not commented on a possible merger or acquisition. A Union Pacific official tells Brownfield, Union Pacific does not comment on rumor and speculation, but did not confirm or deny if negotiations are taking place. USDA's national crop ratings were mixed over the past week. That followed another week of widely variable weather in key growing areas. The corn rating held at 74% good to excellent. 68% of the nation's soybeans are good to excellent. Tony Mellenthan raises corn and soybeans south of Menominee and says,
it's starting to get dry on the lighter ground, so the rains that are forecasted this week, if we get them, that'll really help the corn pollination because the tassels are poking out. It's really starting to tassel. Not many fields are at full tassel yet, but this week they will get there.
Mellenthan says the soybeans could also use some timely rains.
Depending on maturity and planting date, the beans are R2, R3. I don't think I've seen any at R4 yet, but that's just around the corner.
14% of Wisconsin's winter wheat is harvested, 97% of that wheat coloring. The potato harvest has also begun. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs or sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a very quiet start to the week. Show lists are lower across all major feeding areas. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. With big cattle reports coming out from the USDA on Friday, significant trade volume could very likely be delayed until the end of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $5 higher. Steer calves were mostly steady. Feeder heifers were steady to $3 lower, except heifers weighing more than 800 pounds, which were up to $10 higher. Heifer calves were $5 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand remains very good for all classes. Medium and large one feeder steer, 650 to 690 pounds, brought $341 to $392. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $325 to $357.50. Box beef closed lower with light demand for light offerings. Choice was down $1.48 at $372.07. Select was $1.44 lower at $350.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 105,000 head, down 7,000 on the week and down nearly 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors continue to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. While the cash hog market continues to struggle with consistency, demand remains its main driver. Buyers are watching the global market, where demand for U.S. pork has been strong. Domestic demand has shown some strength as well, but there are concerns about its ability to hold long term. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 492 higher, with a weighted average of 110.47. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 110.44, and the Western Corn Belt was up 416 with a weighted average of 110.30. Pork values ended the day higher, up $1.73 at 119.52. Bellies and hams were both sharply higher, and estimated hog slaughter was 458,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the week's direct business. The industry is also looking ahead to this week's set of reports from the USDA. And lean hog futures closed mostly higher on spread trade with additional support from the stronger pork market. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
What's your name?
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Live in concert.
Sweet home.
Saturday, August 9th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair with special guest Tiger Lily Gold celebrating 50 years of Lynyrd Skynyrd. On sale now at WIStateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Call the experts at Harchi Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Conveniently located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, chances are you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Harchi Lumber carries one of the largest selections of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin, plus a full line of home and pool building materials. Need prefab wall panels? They custom build them and deliver with their own crane truck for fast, efficient setup. Call Harchi Lumber at 985-7207.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower ahead of the USDA's weekly crop numbers. August beans are down 12 and 3 quarters at 10.15. September was 10 and a half lower at 10.10 and a half. September corn is 4 and 3 quarters lower at 4.03 and 3 quarters. December was down 5 and a half at 4.22 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up, getting ready for this week's direct trade. August live was 167 higher at 225.22. October was up $1.80 at 221.62. August feeders were up 360 at 327.60. And hogs closed higher with cash and wholesale support during the session. August was up 87 cents at 107.35. October was 35 higher at 90.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A call for a more solid safety net for America's farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Trump mega bill that was passed earlier this month included provisions normally found in the Farm Bill, such as farmer safety net programs and the SNAP program. In the Farm Policy Facts podcast, host Tom Sell offered this.
We've been doing these ad hoc things
But those are inefficient from a farmer's standpoint, right? You can't kind of plan on it. And so Congress has to come in and do kind of more than it ordinarily would. And one of the points I always like to make is making long-term investments in a farm bill, something that a farmer can kind of count on, is better, more efficient use of taxpayer dollars than doing these ad hoc year by year, we got to meet the need, kind of hand-to-mouth disaster programs at the end of the year.
Sal's guest was John Newton, who heads Terrain, a service that provides insights and analysis to customers of four regional farm credit associations.
What really concerns me is when we start to look at 2026. I mean, if you look at University of Missouri's Food Ag Policy Research Institute, their projections for commodity prices next year are flat to lower across the board. And we just saw USDA's projections for input costs in 2026. So you combine any slowdown in dairy margins, any slowdown in cattle prices, and all of a sudden, we could see a pretty steep drop in farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tuesday morning at Bloomington Livestock, the sale starts at 8:30 sharp. The pens are filled with fat cattle, slaughter cows and bulls and baby calves, all ready for today's market. Cattle were brought in yesterday, and now the work begins. Trust and tradition in every sale. For consignments or questions, call 608-994-2020. At Bloomington Livestock, Tuesday is sale day every week.
More cows, more milk. No surprise. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says herd size and milk production are growing.
That's growing because dairy farmers are culling less dairy cows.
Corey Geiger with CoBank tells Brownfield that means milk margins are favorable for most producers. He says if you look at the past 96 weeks, dairy farmers have collectively culled 700,000 fewer dairy cows, including 100,000 fewer this year alone. Geiger says that growth is not happening everywhere.
Some of the states are pretty flat on cow numbers. The big growth has been coming in Texas, Idaho, Kansas, and South Dakota. That's most of the growth areas with new dairy processing assets coming online.
And Geiger says the areas with the most growth in milk production are not the areas with the higher milk prices, but in areas with new processing plant demand. Geiger says if milk margins get too low from excess production, producers have an option.
If milk margins shrink a little bit, we have record beef prices, and we can rather quickly in this current era correct that cow numbers should we need to.
But he's not expecting that to happen because of strong export sales and the need for domestic stocks to build before the fall holiday season. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a half a cent to 56 cent a quarter. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 164 and a quarter. Barrels unchanged at 166 with no sales for either cheese. Butter prices went down 1 1/4 cents to 250. Four sales there. Nonfat dry milk up a penny at 130. Eight sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinze planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now, beat the rush, and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count, visit Johnson Tractor, or browse Kinze planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Today's high will be around 86 degrees. It'll be warm and humid the next few days, so brace yourself. A 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 74. Highs near the mid-90s tomorrow with heat indices, which could make it feel 100 to 105 in the afternoon. Wednesday night, a low of 74, and a Thursday, 87 with scattered showers likely. We're down to a new overnight low. Right now, it is 65 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. 15 away from 6. Let's join Razzie Bailey on the road today.
This 18-wheel is rolling heavy through the desert night. I've been driving all day, but I won't shut it down tonight. I just pulled out of Santa Fe. I'm gonna make it home by the break of day, 'cause the midnight hauler is cannonball and a home. Got my load strapped down and my Peterbilt's wound up tight. I got my saddle full of diesel and my belly full of coffee and whites. Thought I'm talking on the radio, keeping track of old Smokey Joe, 'cause the midnight hauler is cannonball and a home. I'm streaking across the desert like a lightning flash. I'm coming home, baby, gotta get there fast.
Carry me back. Does the preacher still visit when some poor soul gets down? Do the stores still stay open on Friday nights downtown? Is Joanne still as pretty as when she wore my high school ring? When you see her, tell her I said July 1959. She'll know what I mean. Carry me back and make me feel at home. Let me cling to those memories that won't let me alone. Where it was always summer and she was always mine. Carry me back, Lord, while I've still got the time. Carry me back, Lord, while I've still got the time.
Statler Brothers with the classic on the Milk House Show. How about those Brewers? 11 in a row. My goodness. Whew. Of course, you don't crown champions in July, but it's certainly fun to talk about and think about the possibilities and maybes, right? Coming up, we'll have Mr. Schumacher and the weather. First of all, Gene Watson's going to pick the wild windflower.
Them Texas fields were hot, and that tractor never was my kind of living. And when I hit 16, I had my sights, and I hit the road to freedom. And I'm glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying, Gary, could your guitar pick the wild flower? Now Dallas, it was big and hard to find a job, and so I didn't. It was easier to hitch a ride to Houston, and it was more like living. Now I've been down every road, and I've stood on every porch where they were giving. And if they had an hour or a dime, I would pick the wildwood flower. It's hard to turn around and look back down the roads that I have traveled. Cause like a never-ending ball of twine, my dreams have come unraveled. And now this evening lays its shawl across the shoulders of my life. I have to find, I couldn't tie my life together with guitar strings and a poem. And I'm so glad I wasn't there to see my mama, 'cause she must have cried for hours. I still hear her saying, Gary, get your guitar and pick the wildwood flower.
That's old Gary Gene Watson on WRCO and Pick the Wildwood Flower. Thanks for starting your day with us here on The Milk House Show.
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplet Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where the specials are country music and good neighbors every day.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big story here the next couple of days will be the increasing heat and humidity. Definitely take it easy out there. Drink plenty of extra water. Get in the shade and air conditioning when necessary. Also, be sure your pets and livestock have plenty of shade, ventilation, and clean water as the hot weather settles in. We're also watching some pockets of showers and storms back to the west in the Dakotas and down through Kansas and Nebraska. For the most part, that should stay off to the west of us today. Some of that could move in the northwest Wisconsin tonight. And then tomorrow, still hovering mostly north of us, but a small chance of a shower in the morning. We'll have a better chance of rain on Thursday as a trailing cold front moves through. Behind that, just slightly cooler, but still above normal for a few days, and then increasing heat once again by the end of the weekend. Here's that forecast for today. Look for cloud cover mixed with some sun peaks, warm and humid. High temperature close to 86. Southeast wind 7 to 16. Tonight, warm and sticky. 30% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. Patchy fog with a low near 74. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower early. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot, and very humid. High temperature 94. The heat index could reach 100 to 105 in the afternoon. Wind out of the south-southwest, close to 15. As we head into Wednesday night, warm and humid, 30% chance of showers and storms late. Low temperature 74. Thursday, variably cloudy, still rather muggy. Scattered showers and storms are likely, high 87. On Friday, mixed skies and muggy, perhaps a spotty shower. Low 68 with a high of 86. And Saturday, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and humid. Good chance of showers and storms later in the day, high 88. Sunday, partly cloudy and steamy, high temperature 92. Maybe a thunderstorm by Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 65 degrees. Yesterday's high was 83, the record high 99 in 1965, record low 42 in 1941, last year's high 82 and the low 63. Sunset will occur at 8:34 this evening. Sunrise time coming up for tomorrow, 5:42. The air is calm, barometer at 30.07. No precipitation today. And again, we're at our overnight low at 65.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news this hour is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Harvard University appearing in federal court Monday, challenging the $2.5 billion in federal research money President Trump has pulled from Harvard's budget. Kristen Weld, president of the American Association of University Professors, speaking outside the court, says it's an attempt at government control.